This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink. Okay, we made it to September 2022.
Oh, it is September. You can finally start saying it for the next 30 days.
It's a zesty September.
Oh, spicy September.
How are you?
Meh. I just woke up and I had a really odd dream. So,
what was it about?
Everything.
I'm the only
fire.
Person on the planet who asks what people's dreams are about.
It really was that everything was on fire. It was supposed to be a dream where, like, I was at a place that had a fireplace. But then I think part of my logic started kicking in and was like, I don't have a fireplace. And then that shifted the dream into, oh yeah, the whole apartment's on fire.
That's when you got to start lucid dreaming, where you go, wait, I don't have a fireplace. Oh my gosh, I'm in a dream.
I always have the first thought where, like, logic doesn't make sense. I can't go from that doesn't make sense.
You have to
lucid dreaming.
I know you have to train yourself by doing this thing.
Yeah, I always just go from that doesn't make sense to my brain shifting the dream so that it is a sensical situation.
I think that's normal. Yeah.
So anyway, I just had a dream for like an hour that the whole place was on fire. But also I was about to take a shower, so I was naked. And I was like, ugh, I can't even find clothes because everything's on fire. So it was like,
I just need to take a shower, but everything's filled with smoke.
I was like, I can't even leave my apartment without clothes. So now what do I do? It was just like one of those situations. So my head's a little discombobulated right now, but that's it. How are
you?
Well,
I'm great. I'm glad you're here. I finally got my Remicade that I've been waiting for
yeah,
weeks.
It's fresh in your system right now.
Oh yeah. I don't feel great, but that's okay. And also the nurse who stuck me really struggled, and at one point she went while she put the needle into my arm.
Why?
I literally couldn't look because I just, you know me and my needles. And so I was just like focusing on like counting my breaths. And then I looked over and there was just blood everywhere. And she was like, oh man, I thought I had it. So I used the big needle. And I was like, I would have told you not to do that. She's like, I had it. And then it rolled. Oh my God. And it, like, I was going to throw up. And so now
I
my
feel
arm.
Like that's why you asked me how my day was going first, because.
No, it wasn't even because I was going to tell you how I found this Princess Diana Beanie baby. That's probably fraudulent. And then when I just thought about it, I was like, I guess I had other things happen today too. Like I spurted blood all over somebody.
I was about to ask too. I was going to say, how do you feel bad right now? Didn't you just get Remicade, so you should feel like tip top?
Well, it also makes me all ouchy for like a day or two after. Like it makes
how like Like what part like of you hurts?
My joints get really achy. And also because it's like a biologic. It's like meant also for rheumatoid arthritis. So I don't know what it does, but it makes my joints hurt. And then it also kind of, if I'm late on it, my Crohn's is like, wah, you're fighting me. And then, you know.
Boy, well, if we're complaining about things, my back is fucking killing me today. So
I'm sorry. Maybe it's because you dreamt you were on fire.
No, it's because I fell asleep on the couch and I'm at an age now where I can't do that, I guess.
No, you got to be more careful.
I like naps on the couch, but I don't like full sleeps on the couch. And I had a full sleep on the couch.
Oh, no.
So then for the last hour of me being able to sleep before we recorded, I tried to go to like the bed just to see if my back would stretch out. And it didn't. It wasn't enough time. Anyway, everyone's back hurts. Everything's on fire. You're squirting blood everywhere. Good day. It's as I said, a spicy September.
Zesty September. Stop trying to take zesty and change it to spicy.
I like spicy better. No. You can have zest. No. Zest and spice go well together.
Spice? No. Zesty.
I'm the spice of the show, and you're the zest. No? Okay. It's your job to do
disease. I told you would burn it to the ground, and here we are.
Okay, how about this? We've got stories to read.
Oh, man. You know, I was really doing something with my zesty September, and then Em had to go muck it up.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. That is so nice. So I received this beautiful lilac shrub, and Leona and I planted it together, and we did find a creepy like saint statue while we were digging up the yard. But that aside, it was really a wonderful experience. The funniest part is my neighbor Anne, hi Anne, walked past me the other day and said, "Oh, I saw your lilac bush that you mentioned on the podcast." And I thought, wow, advertising really works, folks. I talked about that lilac shrub. She saw it in my yard. And I said, Leona and I worked very hard to plant that. And I also found a creepy saint while I dug it up. But anyway, the point being, it looks professional. It looks like a landscaper put it there, and a toddler and I actually put it there. So I feel like we've fooled everyone. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DRINK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code DRINK at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code DRINK. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. So you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what's next. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. In fact, I actually shout this at any friends I have who are engaged because it saved my life when I was planning my wedding. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire process with their free planning tools. I tell my friends Zola is a one stop shop, right? This is the key to planning a wedding. I didn't even have a wedding planner. I used Zola, and they were so helpful on every front. Everything from save the dates to a wedding website to online RSVPs to finding vendors. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I'm going to go first because you keep saying good words. Okay.
Eva warned us that these stories are really zesty.
Yeah, well, I had requested spooky scandals, and I guess people delivered. So I'm very excited. Thank you, everybody, for actually, I say actually listening to me, but you listen to me literally every month because you always do what I say. So thank you for once again listening to me and sending in some spooky scandals. Does that work for you, Em? Is that better?
Yeah, that makes me feel safe. Zafe.
Okay, good. Stop! Everyone's going to quit the show. Okay, this is from Taylor, she, her, and the title is Spooky Scandal, How I Found Out About My Brother. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Boy. Okay. Usually, like, a paternity test will do, or, like, looking to your
left. Maybe it is. Looking to your left.
I feel like that's everyone what you do with Zandy careful. Every now and then.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
There you are. Okay, let's hear.
Hi, Christine M. Lemon, fur and human babies. My name is Taylor, she, her, and I have a scandal for you. When I was in high school, my mom would have a psychic party every winter where she would invite her aunts and her friends, drink wine. My mom would drink beer and get psychic readings from our favorite psychic. Wait, okay.
It sounds like a good time.
Why
sounds
am I like 31? I've never done this before or been invited to one.
I feel like it's about time you get invited to one. I think that'll happen just
who's
going
to invite me to one? I'm just now my feelings are hurt.
There's a psychic out there whose little senses are tingling who knows you want to be invited. So
I sure hope so. So apparently the psychic's name is Jeannie. And then
Jeannie, are you listening?
Jeannie.
Are you listening through the ether? We want to be invited.
And then Taylor says, how cute. 1 year I was getting read by Jeannie and she told me that when I'm 30. Okay. So now, to clarify, Taylor is currently 25, but was 14 while being read. So Jeannie says, when you're 30, Taylor, you will meet your brother. Taylor says, I was so confused and my mom's jaw dropped. She had to tell me in front of everyone that my dad had a baby when he was 17 and he and his girlfriend at the time gave him up for adoption. Holy I was shit. So excited knowing I had a brother, my sister not so much. We ended up finding him years later, but he didn't want to meet us yet, and my dad didn't want any part of it. I'm excited to know that in 5 years I may meet my brother. I'm sorry this is so long, but this was a perfect subject for me. I've been listening to since 2019 and I saw your Boston show in March and absolutely loved it. Can't wait for your next tour and hope I'm able to meet you soon. Keep it spooky, Taylor.
That's so what a fun thing to look forward to.
I know. I like that, like, reassurance, because that first time you try to meet and they're like, no, thank you. And of course, that probably makes your heart hurt. But then you're like, hey, there's still hope that, you know, the psychic was right again. And the reunion will happen.
And if like 31 hits and you don't hear from him, maybe your mom has another secret and you were born at a different time.
You know, maybe another brother or something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, or yeah, maybe, you're not like, 30.
You're not 30 first... yet.
Yeah. Just wait like one more week.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's fun.
That is fun. What a fun little surprise. But also your mom probably had a heart attack.
I wonder if Jeannie knew she was about to like throw a fucking A-bomb into the family there.
I wonder how many glasses of wine had been had when Jeannie was like, fuck it, I'm just going to say it.
I wonder if Jeannie was like, to announce this means that she doesn't know that she has a brother. So like,
yeah. You think there would have been that thought process behind it, but
Jeannie can read the future, but not the room. So,
got it. Wow. That's good.
Jeannie, if you're listening, that can be your tagline.
I forgive you for all your stupid forcing Z's into things.
Thank you. See, I don't even care when you get mad, because I know I'll bounce back.
Okay, very quickly.
So this is Frankie, who's a she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And the subject line is a Caribbean. Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean? Caribbean.
I say Caribbean.
Okay.
And then sometimes when I'm feeling spicy, I say Caribbean.
Oh, see, now all of a sudden someone's using spicy. Okay. a Caribbean spooky scandal with a dash of true crime. So Frankie says, hey, y'all, let's crack into this one. I never had the chance to meet my maternal grandmother. Is everyone just meeting people?
Oh, my God. Am I going to meet somebody, too? Are we all related to somebody?
Maybe the last story that we read Eva found is someone who's a psychic. Maybe Jeannie wrote in who said, you're about to meet someone real cool.
I thought it was going to be our long lost cousin or something.
No, it might be. We might find out we are long lost cousins.
That would be a twist.
Okay. Let's crack into this one. I've never had the chance to meet my maternal grandmother, Altagracia. What a name.
What? That's one word?
Yeah. Altagracia.
Whoa.
But my mom has always told me stories about her growing up. Altagracia has a brother who was, dare I say, the pillar of the community. They stayed in a small town in the Dominican Republic, and he was very active in the community events and popular and loved by all, and was known to be among the wealthiest in the community. Okay, Altagracia's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually got married and was seemingly living the perfect life until he was murdered.
Oh, no. I thought he was going to be the villain of this story.
the villain was his wife and her lover.
Oh, no.
It was, of course, for the money, but his wife and her lover didn't hide their involvement too well and were caught shortly after the murder. Aha, so you got to plan these things.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was understandably devastated because, again, pillar of the community. Mm. In Alta Gracia, my grandmother was known for being able to commune with spirits, and it didn't take too long for her brother to come in one of her dreams. I like that when he died, he was like, well, I know exactly who's on speed dial.
Yeah, he's like, thank God I've got connections, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to run to Genie, but you can run to Alta Gracia. In her dream, he confessed that he had a secret child on the other side of the island that nobody in the family knew about. And he would send money to help support his daughter. And now that he was dead, he was worried about her. He then told Alta Gracia how to find her and asked if she would come to the mom and his daughter into the family.
Oh my God, what?
Shut up, that's so cool. The next day, Alta Gracia followed his instructions and found them. She explained what happened to her brother and brought them back with her. She asked that they do a DNA test just to be sure, and the child was in fact her brother's daughter. Okay, so like, this is, if you're a skeptic, this is how you know, like,
yeah, like, oh, I'll do a real DNA test. Yeah.
Yeah, ghosts are real officially. This is, thank you to Alta Gracia's dreams. They were, of course, welcomed into the family. I even had the chance to meet the mystery daughter whenever my mom and I visited the DR together several years ago. She was too young at the time to remember anything, but it was still cool to have met her because it sort of felt like a link to my grandmother. My favorite stories about my grandmother involved the paranormal. I was so excited whenever this theme was requested, thank you, Christine, to have the opportunity to share one of my family's stories. I'm sad that I never had the chance to meet my grandmother, but I believe that her abilities have passed a little to my mom and to me, which connects us all to each other. For all my life, my mom and I have had a strange shared wavelength with each other. For example, last month my mom was back in the DR visiting family, and I was in Tennessee, where I currently live. I had just received bad news and was crying my eyes out when my mom called me. She said she felt something was wrong with me. Throughout my entire life, my mom has always called when I have needed her, and I have called her when she needed me. We have had other spooky experiences together, and the spookiest at the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville. But that's for another day. Thank you guys for your wonderful podcast. It never fails to bring joy and laughter to my life, and is always my go-to for road trips. In fact, your new atlas, a Haunted Road Atlas, you can get it in stores, has inspired a road trip my husband and I will be taking on Labor Day weekend. Can't wait to see you all in Nashville in November.
Okay, much love. Think about how meta this is. Oh, sorry. You can
much love to both of you and all the And That's Why You Drink family.
Thank you so, so much, Frankie. Okay, here's the thing. Think about how meta this is, because this comes out right before Labor Day. So Frankie, and was it her husband?
Yeah.
Her husband can listen to this on their road trip. I mean, how fun is that?
Frankie, if you're listening, I hope you're having a great time on this road trip.
Be careful. Watch the road.
Watch the road with your eyes, but listen to us with your ears.
And also, I just love that story. I hear so many stories of like people's maternal grandparents.
I know. Why is it always maternal?
I don't know, but it seems to happen that way. Like,
I guess if you wanted to get into the patriarchy, I'm sure that the men are taught to not like be vulnerable and access their emotions and their feelings.
I guess I would say, but my family who has this kind of gift is on my dad's side. So I guess that would be my paternal, but it is my grandmother. So
it's just paternal
grandmother.
People that are allowed to access their feelings on either side.
It's just interesting how that's like almost genetic sometimes.
Yes. I would argue that it is genetic for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't.
But we know nothing, so good luck.
Anyway, thank you, Frankie.
Let's see what we've got here. This is from Anonymous, and it's called September Spooky Scandals with some dark themes. So these are your warnings, folks, because I don't know what it says. Okay, let's crack into it. It says, "Hi, lemons."
Ooh. Oh God, yeah, that is pretty dark.
That's pretty zesty.
Deep cut. It's
pretty dark.
Finally, the word zesty actually had a meaning in all of this.
I was going to say it fit for once. You asked for some hush-hush family stories in the August Listener Stories episode, so I thought I would tell my dark family secret. Now, this is the shit I am here for.
how I wish every conversation in my life started.
I know, it is. It's literally Em's dream.
I'm ready to tell you my dark family secret.
Like, yes!
Finally, it's about time. My great-grandmother passed away a few years ago, and at her funeral, one of my great-grandmother's family members, who is not directly related to me in any way, so I have no idea what to call them, mentioned my great-grandmother's sister. I had no idea that she had a sister, as she had never mentioned her, even when she lived with us for about 5 years. I started asking questions about it and learned the unpleasant history of my family. The story from the police is that Mary, my great-grandmother's sister, had a headache in the middle of the night when she was 16. She went down to the kitchen for some aspirin, didn't turn on any lights, and instead accidentally consumed enough rat poison to kill her.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Wow, you're right. Dark, 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 dark.
It gets darker. Already suspicious, but police never investigated further. I say accidentally in quotes because the day before she was caught kissing a female classmate.
Mary. Oh, no.
Knowing how racist and homophobic my great-grandmother was, my whole family is suspicious that something else went on that night.
Oh, no.
I thought this story was important to share regardless of whether you read it on the podcast. Wow.
Mary.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That got darker than I expected.
Oh, my God. That's so, so bad. Okay. Okay. Is there more? I'm so glad you're the one reading this and not me.
Good thing I chose to go first. This one, that was the end of it.
Oh, it's great. Okay. Whoa.
Here, I could make one up. Okay. Thank you so much for making such an illuminating podcast. Okay. I'm Team Milkshake, and I love Em so much.
Jeez, that was just so, thank you for that. That was so, wow. So did
that
they?
That was a doozy.
Hmm.
So I guess it's just they'll never know. It's a rumor. It's a theory, but they'll never, I guess, have proof.
Well, that's so sad.
That's tough.
Wow. Rat poison. Yeah, I feel like there could be something there, too. I feel like if the rat poison is sitting next to the aspirin, that's either very on purpose or people know to turn on the lights, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like kind of a convenient story. In the middle of the night, she just happened to eat rat poison. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Very sad.
Do you ever deal with rats at your place? I've never asked. Just because it's such an older building, I didn't know.
Knock on wood, no. We don't even have knock on wood bugs, really, except for when you're here and that one green thing came inside.
That was a nightmare, truly.
I've seen one spider since I've lived here, which I feel really lucky about because it's such an old house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We have a spider in our room that refuses to die, but he also refuses to get near us, so I guess he's fine.
Yeah, that's his house now, just like Deb the Web.
I actually just found a picture of Skylar on my phone off the send to you.
I did too.
What?
Yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
I was going through my phone for some reason and I saw this picture. I was like, what is that dusty window? And then I was like, oh my God, that's Skylar and Deb the Web.
What in the world was
that's
going
weird.
On?
Why didn't we? I like that neither of us sent it. I was like, I gotta send that to Em, and then I never did.
I literally thought, oh, I'll send that to Christine, and then I got distracted.
Weird.
Anyway, apparently he's thinking of us, and his little tendrils were playing games in the cosmos.
I miss Skylar.
Okay, well, you think of Skylar while I tell this story.
Okay.
This is from Jennifer, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And the subject is spooky family scandal. Wow. What? Why didn't we just make this the original theme all those years ago?
I'm telling you, I'm on to something 3 years into this show. Or wait, how many years? Five?
Like almost six.
I thought it was three. Whatever.
We still feel young. We have fun. We have fun.
You keep me young, folks.
Do you remember that time that some article called us an oldie but a goodie and I nearly fell over?
Oh, we almost expired. We were like, are you kidding me?
I think that gave me a real like... tumultuous. Yeah, it really hit me. Like I was like, oh shit, so like we're not relevant. Okay.
Like a sock in the gut.
It hurt. Yeah, it hurt.
Not
really
fresh.
Bad.
Not fresh and young anymore.
I was like, I still think we're fun, but then I guess that's what my mom says about
I guess that's what old people say.
I, I still feel like I'm new and been fun and like
well,
all the
eyes
are on me.
Well, what do young people say? We can say that. Young people say...
they say oldie but a goodie.
They say bussin'.
Okay, we are old because that did not sound natural.
I'm trying so hard.
You mean buzzin'. No.
Buzzin'.
Okay, here's the spooky family scandal from Jennifer, who also mentioned that she's from New York City. So I guess we've got some New York
ooh,
pride
la,
in the
la.
House. All right. Greetings, and that's why we drink family. I am a high school art teacher and started listening to you a few years ago when a student suggested your podcast. Ah, I love when teachers take student suggestions.
Wow. That's amazing.
Also, oldie but a goodie, but students listen to us?
Also, honestly, I'm more impressed when teachers listen to us because if I had known in high school that one of my teachers would one day listen, do you know what I mean? Like, the dynamic is so weird. Like, I was always so intimidated by my teachers, and I'm like, and now people's teachers listen to this show. That's so weird.
I also wonder, like, I feel like if I were a teacher, I would not take a recommendation a student gave me unless I really
liked that student. It depends on the
student.
Yeah, maybe they're a really great artist or something.
Do you know how many times I was in a classroom when, like, a student would be like, hey, Mr. Wamsley, you got to go YouTube this show. It's called Two Girls, One Cup. And it's like, you know, like...
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
I feel like if a student ever recommended anything, I'd be like, this is a sick joke. It
danger.
Has to be.
Danger
zone. To be a sick joke.
They're mocking me. Maybe Jennifer's just like a cool teacher, you know?
Maybe. Or maybe it was like the teacher's pet who she like really trusted.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm so glad you have a great dynamic. I would be scared, but I'm glad Jen doesn't have the fear. Okay. Here we go with what you're... thank you also to the student who suggested us. It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Keeps me young. Jen says, I've been listening ever since, and I have a family story I'd like to share. My family side of the story is from a German colony. My father's side of the family. Thank you.
Oh.
My father's side of the family is from a German colony in what is now Slovenia. Slovenia. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, or Oma, was born in 1919, and her father was killed that same year. And his name was, it looks like Lois with an A in front of it. Alois?
I know that Aloysius, but that's not the same, so I don't know.
I'm going to say Alois and just
Alois?
Hope that I'm right.
Okay. I don't know.
His name was Alois, and he used to organize hunting trips in nearby Austria for wealthy hunters. On his last trip, he was shot in the leg. Whoa. The rest of the party could hear his cries for help, but were unable to find him in the thick forest.
Oh,
God.
No.
Soon, night fell, and they had to call off the search.
Oh, no. This is a horror show.
That's a true horror. If all my friends were wealthy poachers, I guess. But
if all my friends went hunting with me and shot me in the leg, and then
I can't imagine hearing the screams of someone you know and just walking away.
I know, but like, what else can you do if it's nighttime in 1919? You know,
I know, but it's still I can't imagine.
That's scary.
Okay. Soon night fell, and they had to call off the search. They resumed the search the next morning and found his body. And he had tried to tourniquet himself, but bled out.
Oh, no.
They found a bouquet of lilies of the valley that he picked to bring home to his family next to him.
Okay.
What was not found on him, however, was his watch.
Huh?
There was another hunter from the same village who apparently was known for being jealous of my great-grandfather.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, because who shot him in the leg? We still don't know.
Oh, wait, great point.
He was found with my great-grandfather's watch, but could not explain why he had it later.
Well, he should have come up with at least an excuse. He had plenty of time.
My great-grandmother was convinced that this man killed my great-grandfather and made it look like an accident, but the punishment for a false accusation was very high, and she could not prove it was him. Sometime later, my great-grandfather's suspected killer was up on a ladder inspecting his roof or something like that when he suddenly started screaming, I'm sorry, Alois. It wasn't me. I'm sorry. And fell off the ladder and broke his neck.
What? I'm sorry?
Everyone in the village believed the ghost of my great-grandfather came back and got his revenge on his killer.
Literally just had to wait for him to climb a ladder.
I like how a ghost is waiting for any random moment. He's like, okay,
just
now he's
climbing.
He's climbing.
They're like walking down the street and it's like, is there a piano nearby? I can just cut the rope, drop it, anything like
Acme. Is there a style? Wile E. Coyote yeah. somewhere with an Acme bomb?
Maybe a cliff.
You know, that's so, now I just have another fear of ladders because now I'm just like, honestly, oh, well, all the ghosts are watching me and if anyone's pissed, this is their time.
Well, I guess just don't kill anyone and steal their watch, you know, then you should be okay.
I wonder if that means this killer saw him in person or just kind of knew it was him.
That's a great point. I feel like he must have seen him if he was like, it wasn't me, I swear.
I don't know.
That's a great question. That's a wild tale.
Good story, Jennifer.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like when you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/drink. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This story comes from Rubs, they, he, she, love it. And the subject is family scandal or government conspiracy theory. Now I am excited for this one. Okay.
Named Rubs, by the way?
Rubs, R-U-B-B-S.
Fucking cool name.
I know. It says, hi, y'all. I've been listening almost constantly for a couple months since I work an almost 50-hour-a-week job, and I just listened to the first 2021 Listener Stories episode, so I'm almost caught up. Well, I guess you only have 12 more of those, right? Oh, wait.
Yeah. No. I mean, if we're going with just Listener Stories, yeah.
That's not math, though, because the first of 2021, and now we're way past halfway through 2022, so I don't know the math. 18 more? You'll get there.
Somewhere, something like that.
After that, though, I was compelled to listen to the most recent episode, which was the August Listener Stories, where I heard your theme of spooky family scandals. While this isn't necessarily a family scandal, it is a government conspiracy involving my great-grandpa, hence my nickname and not my real name, you know, just in case. I love that. Also covered all the pronoun basics or pronoun, like,
I love a triple pronoun, maybe in an infinite pronoun situation. It's like,
you never know who it could be, you know?
Yep.
Keep it mysterious. So, okay, so then they say, so let's knuckle and buckle and crack into it. The person who told me about this was my grandpa, his son. My grandpa was born and raised in Hawaii, which is important for the story. This takes place before Hawaii was a state, and at the time, my great-grandpa was going to be the governor of Hawaii once it was named a state. This,
I feel like that may have let the cat out of the bag.
Anonymity. I was like, I feel like that's a limited number of people.
I have every pronoun on earth, but my grandfather was almost the governor of Hawaii.
In this very specific time frame.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. This meant that he was present at a lot of events with political figures, and he maybe even knew the president at the time. I was told he was a popular choice since he was planning to implement ways to make oil less expensive to the locals. This, however, made him very unpopular to high-up officials with a lot of money who had a hand in the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
At one event, he apparently had a heart attack and dropped dead without warning. Now, this wouldn't be too inconspicuous for his family since there is a history of heart issues, but the weird part is the FBI agents promptly took his body and cremated it before even contacting the family.
Yeah.
That's Mm-mm. not good. That's Mm-mm. not good. Mm-mm. According to my grandpa, this is very strange and insulting since in Hawaii, it's common to view and mourn the person before cremation or burial. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
So too long didn't read. My great grandpa was probably assassinated by the U.S. government to protect overpriced oil. Thank you for giving me this place to share my grandpa's story. He passed away this past January of old age, and I've been trying to tell more of them since he experienced so much in his life. This includes seeing the Japanese planes fly over his house on the way to bomb Pearl Harbor, a Japanese sub that was beached and quickly blocked off by the government shortly beforehand, as well as working for the Manhattan Project. Love y'all lots, and I will be writing in some of my many paranormal stories at a later date to really embrace the spookiness. Cheers.
Mm. Whoa!
What a potential true crime.
Whoa! What wow. a conspiracy theory indeed.
I thank you for that, Rubs, and also I think we've got another conspiracy theory situation for our final story.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to like this one.
Ooh, okay.
Also anonymous. Could be Rubs. We don't know.
Honestly... how mysterious that we've had. I love that we request scandals. We've had three now anonymous folks write in. Or at least two anonymous, one like semi-anonymous.
Okay, so this one is super anonymous because the name is Remaining Nameless.
Whoa.
But who uses he, him pronouns?
Okay, so that narrows it down.
That's like at least a third like 40%? Or half of the group. Yeah. Something like that. And the name is An Alien Cover-Up for Scandalous September.
Now, this is what I'm talking about.
How did we not think to name September Scandalous? We kept doing this zesty bit.
I said scandal. We literally called it.
Did we?
Yes. Okay. Just don't even worry about
it. Guess where my brain was. Not in the room. Okay. This is... can you hear that, by the way?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. I don't know what's happening, but it sounds like the old neighbors came back.
Uh-oh, I have a candle burning, so I hear like the kind of crackling sound, but I don't hear anything from your end. Thank you.
It might just be careful with fire. Maybe my dream is a premonition.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Keep your clothes on. Look around.
Uh-oh.
You don't know
what's
coming.
Where are my pants?
Okay. here we go. Remaining Nameless calls this an alien cover-up for Scandalous September. Hey, crew, probably mostly Eva, yes, but a special sup to Gio.
Oh, my gosh. No, I guarantee you he heard that somewhere in the house.
His little a little chill went down his
spine.
His
little ear went up, you know.
Oh. Okay. In your August listeners episode, when y'all announced you were asking for scandals and hush-hush stories. Ooh, I like that. I paused listening because I knew I had to submit the story about a potential alien cover.
Okay.
I love when people pause our episodes to immediately fulfill the request.
To contact us. Yes. Yeah. Oh, to do what we say. Yes.
Yeah. Like they're like, if I don't do it now, I never will. So yeah. Time to do my homework. Like 8 years ago, I had gotten hired at a new job working for a major airline based in the U.S., I was in the middle of the two-week training for this job when one day our instructor came into the training about 20 minutes late and he looked really shaken up. He and his girlfriend both worked for this airline, him as an instructor for new employees and his girlfriend as a flight attendant. So before the training started, he was talking about how his girlfriend's flight from that morning had been abruptly canceled and we aren't talking about foul weather or mechanical malfunctions. That morning, all the while getting ready to board the flight, all the flight attendants and pilots were taken off the plane and being told that the government needed to commandeer the plane for an emergency. What? If I hadn't seen pictures, I would have thought it was fake. And the government has plenty of their own planes. Why would they need to take one from a commercial airline?
From like Southwest Airlines or whatever.
Right. You know, even the government, though, was like, call anyone but Spirit. Like... they're like, if it's not one of the big three, we don't
even
want it.
I'm gonna be so sad if that is what ruins the anonymity, because Remaining Nameless writes in like, hey, I work for Spirit and they did right. want our airplane.
It's the CEO of Spirit being like, wait a minute,
hold on.
If I hadn't seen the pictures, I would have thought it was fake. The government has plenty of their own planes. But then our instructor passed around his phone showing some pictures his girlfriend had secretly taken from her pocket.
That's
now
the stuff.
Now the government knows that a flight attendant on that plane took pictures on her phone.
Well, it doesn't say flight attendant. It just says they were employees, right? Or did it say they were flight attendants?
Maybe. I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
These pictures showed a weird mechanical pod, a clear bubble thing.
What?
Being loaded onto the commercial airplane. A weird, clear bubble mechanical pod. That sounds exactly like what Xenon sits in. I'm not kidding. That's a weird mechanical clear bubble pod.
She fucking crashed. She's got spilled her frappuccino and crashed into an airstrip.
If they found a spilled mocha frapp in there, we're done. We're done for.
Extra whip.
Oh my God. Surrounding the bubble were a few people in lab coats and then some folks in military uniforms.
That just gave me goose cam, I gotta say.
The inside of the bubble, someone, something, with some wires and tubes leading in and out of them that you could barely even see.
So there was something in it?
There was something in it with many wires and tubes leading in and out of this clear mechanical bubble pod.
Oh, geez. That's
creepy. If this episode is around for a day and
I'm
then
nervous.
All of a sudden it gets taken down or you never hear from us again, I just want everyone to know that we got found out for telling on the government.
Honestly,
and maybe Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. If on September 2nd, all of a sudden our Instagrams go dark or something, just check on us. Okay.
If this becomes the biggest conspiracy in the world, if we just go fucking missing, I need you to know it was because of this episode. Okay.
Honestly, I need to get the ad revenue from the boost in listens. So, just keep listening. I'll come back.
Oh, yeah. If Allison all of a sudden wants the royalties sent into her bank account for this episode, we'll know what happened. Okay. In the middle of passing around this phone to show everyone, our instructor got a text from his girlfriend saying that he needed to delete the pictures. So someone was already checking their phones? Is that what that is?
I guess. Or, I guess. Or maybe, she was like, they know we have photos. Delete them. Yeah. Oh, God.
Can you imagine getting an anonymous text from someone as you're showing secret government pictures?
I just love the immediate compulsion to show everybody the proof, which is exactly what I am missing in most of these stories, because usually it's nobody saw the photo before it got deleted. And I'm like, thank God this person was like, guys, buckle up. Look what I have, before it got erased.
But for her to be showing, it's almost like someone was already looking on the back end of her phone and saw that she had them opened up.
Well, didn't the girlfriend say we have to delete it?
No, in the middle of passing around his phone, one of our instructors got a text from his girlfriend saying that he needed to delete the pictures because his girlfriend had been pulled aside and told she wasn't allowed to talk to anyone about the flight being commanded. Okay, so the girlfriend got pulled aside and she got freaked out by that talk and told him.
And said,
they
know we have photos, right?
Yeah. So with no proof, I say that it's either an alien cover up or a failed Captain America super soldier secret or something like that. Sorry if it's too short on details. I shared all I know minus names. Oh my God. I like how they're like, I'm so sorry my scandal isn't juicy enough.
Sorry
even
that
I
only talked about all the wires coming out of the mysterious being in a glass pod on the Spirit
surrounded
Airways
by lab
strip.
Coats and military uniforms.
As my Spirit Airways instructor was fucking
God.
Bragging, showing off.
That's fucking crazy.
I also want to point out, we were joking about Spirit and I was joking about Southwest. We have no idea what airline this is, okay? So don't sue us if you work for one of them.
Don't sue us, but also everything we just said is alleged, so please don't kill us either.
Also that. Wow. A tale.
If you are someone who knows someone who works for the government, please keep this episode away from them in case they feel the need that they need to report it to a higher up, I guess. If you're a government, if you don't tell, we don't tell, you know what I mean?
I just have a lot of plans this winter and I don't necessarily have time to be missing right now.
Yeah. Or just be very polite. We do thrive. We do respond well to conflict. So if you just say take the episode down, we will take it down. But
We don't respond well to conflict, but we do respond subserviently to conflict. So
we respond well, as in we respond quickly.
We do what you say. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, if you are one of the very few who gets to hear this episode, congratulations, you made it. Thank you for this very super duper alleged story from Remaining Nameless, as well as every other super duper anonymous story from all the other anonymous people who sent in stories this month.
I think this is the first time we've had half our submissions from anonymous users.
Maybe next time we get crazier and everyone decides to be anonymous.
Send your anonymous stories.
Send your darkest, most dramatic. Doesn't even need to be paranormal at this point. I just went into the family secrets.
Oh my God. Em just wants to do tea time all over again.
I have thought about just having a podcast where I just do Tea Time Tuesday.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Everyone write in on if you would actually listen to that, because if so, couldn't hurt.
Honestly?
Couldn't hurt.
Em, you should do that.
Really?
Absolutely.
I have thought about it. I don't know what people would, if people would go for it. But until further notice, I'll take Supernatural Scandal any day. So
okay, we'll take it.
Thank you, everybody, for, you know, throwing this together and sending in all your stories and being feeling safe enough to tell them to us under anonymous names and also publicly since it's a podcast. But we appreciate you. Thank you. Do you have a request for next month, Christine?
Wow. I just feel like people knocked it out of the park on this one. I don't even know what to request.
You said something recently.
Oh, yeah. I said a lot of things.
Was it truckers?
Oh, yeah. Trucker stories.
You said something because we just, I don't know if that episode comes out yet or not, but I do a story where I discuss truckers.
And I said, I wonder if any of our listeners, because I know so many truckers have some really wild tales from, you know, both paranormal and true crime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eva says, I almost included a trucker story. We do get them. So, okay, let's do that.
Oh, hey. All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Eva. Sounds like one slot's already been filled for next month.
Eva's like, thank God, one's already picked.
Okay, well, if you happen to be a trucker or just on the road, let's just make it a general drive. On the road.
Yeah.
If you catch something on the road or in the sky that's super spooky, if you happen to be the owner of that mechanical bubble pod and you'd like to write in on your crash landing.
You're like, it was a Java chip, not a mocha chip.
It was a high speed chase and they caught me real quick. Yeah, if you, guess we'll see how that goes next month, but we'll see it. Oh, it's going to be October. It's going to be official spooky season.
Hang on. That is spooky. Should we do a spooky one first? Do we do truckers maybe. In October? I don't know.
Maybe we have truckers start writing in and we just do like a general Halloween spooky. I don't know. I feel, what should be the Halloween one?
That's tough, huh?
Maybe we do like, Maybe we just let people go a little crazy on their own. Or maybe we say like something that's happened on a Halloween night. Something that's happened. Are we getting too specific?
I don't know. I don't know if we're too specific or too vague. I have no idea.
Let's just do Halloween, a general Halloween. And then if we don't get enough of those, then we'll lean into the truckers.
We'll be like Halloween for the first three. And then also I drive a truck.
If we get a lot of Halloween ones, though, we'll just make Trucker November
the next
season.
Month. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You can also just send in your own
you
fucking
can just
stories.
Send in whatever you'd like.
We're just
okay.
being obnoxious, and we will read them whether or not they say trucker or not. We're just being obnoxious.
Don't feel like we're leaving you out if you don't drive a truck. Anybody right. can send in a story.
If you have a bicycle and that's it, you know, we still respect.
No, that's
story.
Actually not allowed. I'm not. Oh no, thank you.
A tricycle.
Oh, okay. Maybe tricycle.
That's fine. If we did tricycle stories, that would be a real slim pickin.
It would just be the kid from The Shining, and that's it.
Okay. Well, if you happen to be Danny, write in.
Happy September.
Happy September, and
that's
why
we
drink.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.